This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the things that really benefited me a lot going through my year of excruciating pain and physical disability was to read the stories of those who coped with their own challenges with positive attitude, a smile on their faces, and plans for the future. I used to question myself, how could they deal with these massive problems in life and still keep a positive attitude? Then I had my conversations with my mashayikh, mentors, and supervisors, and I came to the following realizations and understanding that I'd like to share with you in today's episode, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never tests the believers with something that they cannot bear. Whatever challenge you may face in life, remember, it is a challenge that is tailor-made for you to bear and to cope with. The Prophet ﷺ was asked by one of the companions, who amongst people that are tested the most with the most challenging and most difficult trial ever? So the Prophet ﷺ said, the prophets. The prophets of Allah were given the hardest tests in life. And since you and I will never reach to the level of the prophets in their piety, in their commitments and so on, we will never be given tests that are equivalent to theirs. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then those who are nearest to them, those who are nearest to the Prophet ﷺ in terms of piety and so on and so forth, and then those who are nearest to them. So the higher your level of iman, the harder the test. And the harder the test, the higher the reward. Remember this. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always test you gradually. He will send you these challenges in stages. He will never send them all at once. We may describe things in an exaggerating manner, but that's not the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gradually test you with a small test. You cope with it, you demonstrate patience, acceptance, Allah will give you a harder one, and so on and so forth. The main reason behind this is to elevate your status in Jannah, because the Prophet ﷺ said, even a thorn that may poke you, it's an expiation of your previous sins that you have committed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cleanse you before you meet him, before you pass away and depart this dunya. Number three, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck you with a calamity all of a sudden, you were not prepared for it and you demonstrated patience and perseverance, acceptance and contentment in the heart because you trust Allah and his wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the beauty of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that feeling which can never be described or even shared, but a feeling that you will definitely experience. And this is now for those people who have gone through similar experiences. Those feelings will comfort you. Those feelings include feeling the presence and the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because inna allaha ma'a sabirin, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who demonstrate patience. And you believe that wholeheartedly, you will now experience the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does it feel? Wallahi, no one can describe it. If I ask you to describe what is the taste of an orange or an apple, what would you say? Everyone has his own words to describe what they eat, but can we really describe the vivid taste of any food that we like or that we eat? It's impossible. Similarly, can we really describe how it feels to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we describe how does it feel to accept the qadr of Allah with a happy heart despite the difficulty or the challenge that you are going through? It's difficult to describe it, but those are the feelings that are guaranteed if you are struck with a calamity that you were not ready for, yet you demonstrated patience and acceptance and contentment in your heart. I remember one of my mashayikh one day called me when I was really sick, and he started making dua for me and so on. And then he reminded me of something that I was desperately in need of. He said that subhanAllah, when we experience pain, we immediately call upon Allah to remove that pain. We pray for the removal of the pain, forgetting the reward of pain if we demonstrated patience, forgetting that if the pain persisted, and if we were happy with it, in the sense that we are content, we are satisfied, We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us because of what we feel, because of the physical pain, the emotional pain, whatever pain that you may go through. And also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us for our patience that we have demonstrated as a result of that pain. We forget that part, subhanAllah. So which is better? To remove the pain and don't get reward, or be patient, be happy, trust the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and receive tremendous reward as a result of that pain. We all remember the lady who was experiencing episodes of epilepsy, and every time she experienced those episodes, she would fall down and her garment would be lifted. So she asked the Prophet ﷺ to help her make dua, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure her. So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you wish, I will make dua for you and you will get cured. But if you want to be rewarded and to attain Jannah, you be patient. Said, I chose to be patient. Look at the different mindset that people had before. That's why we have a lot of stories where people even did not pray for their eyesight to be restored. They said, my love for the Qadr of Allah upon me is better or more beloved to me than my own eyesight. Why? Because they wanted to attain the ultimate reward for being patient, for demonstrating that quality of waiting a little bit longer until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides our affair. So once you understand these points and the wisdom behind these events, you will start enjoying them rather than torturing yourself as a result of what's happening and cursing everything around you. You will start looking at them with a different mindset. You will start using these testing time for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting closer to Him, rather than becoming despondent or displaying that quality of the disbelievers. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, none despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except those who have no faith. But alhamdulillah, we are faithful believers.